Our book critic Maureen Corrigan has been looking for books to recommend for summer reading. She has some nonfiction choices, which we'll hear about on a future edition of our show. Right now, she has three novels to recommend.
Sometimes it pays to let yourself be manipulated. My first instinct upon seeing Hilma Wolitzer's new novel was to poo-poo it as a bald appeal to book clubs across the land. I mean, come on, here we have a novel set in the glossy beach towns of the Hamptons about rich women who gather to gossip and drowsily comment on classics like Madame Bovary that they've maybe half read. Even more shameful, Wolitzer's novel is brazenly entitled Summer Reading. But you want to know the most outrageous thing about this novel? It works. It's droll and inventive and smart in a rollicking way about the way books can both enlarge and warp the worldviews of us susceptible readers. I was especially vulnerable to the fantasy Wolitzer spins out about her main character. Angela Graves is a retired English professor who lives in a book-lined cottage by the sea. The only irksome facet of her life is her seasonal job, leading discussions at local book groups. One of those groups, hosted by a blonde billionairess named Lissy Snyder, calls itself the Page Turners. They pay a lot of attention to style and less to substance. For instance, for their ostensible discussion of Gabriel Garcia Marquez's Love in the Time of Cholera, the page-turners have their meeting catered by fiesta on wheels, complete with piñatas stuffed with bookmarks. Summer reading darkens in tone as Wolitzer sweeps us back into Angela's past, to the love affair responsible for her present seclusion. Wolitzer also cleverly investigates the fallout of reading on three women from different classes. Lissy the socialite, her house cleaner who picks up a discarded paperback of Evan S. Connell's novel Mrs. Bridge, and of course Angela herself. Like a fun novel with a similar premise from a few years ago, Karen Joy Fowler's The Jane Austen Book Club, Wolitzer's summer reading wittily plays off the plots and styles of the great books under discussion, culminating in shimmering summer fairy tale endings for all the characters we readers have come to root for. No fairy tales afoot, I'm afraid, in Andrew O'Hagan's meditative novel, Be Near Me. Set in a small, mean town in Scotland by the Irish Sea, Be Near Me tells the story of a 50-ish Catholic priest named David Anderton, who finds himself drawn to the company of two outlaw teenagers. Father David is something of a lonely aesthete. He cultivates his garden and his fine tastes in music and food, but the teenagers, who dabble in drugs and shoplifting, reawaken Father David's memories of a more reckless life, back when he was an Oxford student in the 1960s. O'Hagan is a lovely, precise writer with unexpected ways of describing the miraculous as well as the mundane. For instance, here's Father David's estimation of the atmosphere at the local Catholic school. One got the impression the staff believed very strongly that education was a matter of bitter entrenchment as opposed to any sort of managed revelation. And they seemed in cahoots with the children when it came to the sorry victory of rights over responsibilities. Stupid children are always aware of their rights, and so are stupid teachers. Father David is far from stupid, but as it turns out, he lacks the smarts to fend off temptations fueled by his own aggrieved sense of regret. Speaking of being less than bright, last year I was so carried away by Ian McEwan's novel Saturday that I began enthusing about it, to a crowd at a bookstore no less, when I was just two-thirds of the way through it. Then I finished it and saw to my horror that Saturday took a nosedive from the sublime to the ridiculous. So this is a pronouncement based on my complete reading of McEwan's latest novel on Chesil Beach. It's superb. Everything that readers have come to expect of McEwan, a restrained hand with plot revelations, that signature narrative tone of the rueful shoulder shrug, it's all here in this slim novel. The setting is a seaside hotel in England in 1962. Two newlyweds, both virgins, find themselves fearing the night to come. The groom, Edward, worries about his sexual performance. His bride, Florence, is repulsed by the very thought of intercourse. In preparation for the married life, she's been reading a modern sex handbook studded with phrases that make her gag. Mucous membrane, glands, penetration. Was she obliged, Florence thought, to transform herself for Edward into a kind of portal or drawing room through which he might process? Edward is a budding historian, enthralled to the great man theory of history. But as McEwen ironically and painfully details, Edward and Florence can't themselves transcend the neuroses of their personal histories, nor the constraints of their times. Intense and emotionally wise, On Chesil Beach is a masterwork of short fiction that might even make frivolous readers, like those page-turners, put down their glasses of white wine and show some reverence.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed new books by Hilma Wallitzer, Andrew O'Hagan, and Ian McEwen.